So we're finishing up this series on the dog days of the soul. And we talked about this. The phrase comes from the fact that dogs go crazy in the summertime because it's so hot. And there's these tumultuous times in our souls, right? When we deal with issues or we don't deal with issues that can rise. And last week we kind of turn the page just a little bit and talked about, okay, we're starting to put some of these soul issues aside and starting to walk in empowerment. And we kind of want to finish out the summer with this concept of rest. What it means to rest in the Lord. So this is what we're calling it. There we go. The rest of life for the rest of life. Let's let that sit for a second. And so many times in our lives, we get ourselves so busy and crazy and chaotic that we forget about this truth that was established on day 7, that there is a time and a necessity to rest in God. So what does rest really look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? What does that mean to you? Just meditate on that for a second. Several of you, you know, have gone on vacations and you're having visions of sand and the waves crashing and seagulls. Some of you are waiting for some rest, and all you hear is little kids running around screaming and yelling. What was that? What does that rest look like? Let's let that sink in for a second. So let's look at some definitions. A bodily state characterized by minimal function and metabolic activities. That's the specific definition of rest. Freedom from activity or labor. The action of stopping or halting. I think that's probably my favorite. Some of us just need to stop. We just need to stop. So these are some descriptions. To be at ease, tranquility, that's got to bring up some images in your mind. Not having anything to do, and you're okay with it. Apparently that resonates with a bunch of you. Relaxation, or this breathing space. I just need some space. I just need to take a breath. I thought we couldn't do this without seeing some images. So, oh, right. First, some pop culture stuff for you. Those of you who are around in the late 80s, early 90s, what about Bob? It comes into your mind. Poor Richard Dreyfuss. He just wanted to relax. He just wanted this nice vacation. And Bill Murray, one of his clients, come and destroys everything. And it's just this nothing close to rest for poor Richard Dreyfuss. The Lazy Song took on last summer. Sometimes I just don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed. And those of you that love 90s pop culture, Friends episode, The Perfect Nap. Joey and Ross pass out on the couch. And they wake up hours later, drool all over them. That was the greatest nap ever. We have to do this again. No, we can't. Yes, we can. No, we can't. The perfect nap. Let's look at some images. And maybe this is rest for you. A nice bed, a stack of books, nice glass of water, fireplace, mountain view. Oh, just let that sit. Does that feel good? For some of you, you're like, yes, get me there now. Right? Or maybe this. Oh, the Adirondacks, a couple Adirondacks chairs, a lake, mountain view. You can smell the pine trees. Ah, oh, little fire pit maybe. Just let that one sit in the marinade. Or, oh, come on. Take me to Tahiti. Right? Give me a hammock. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Crystal clear ocean, white sandy beaches, and some of you are going, shut up, I just want, let me Let me there now. Or maybe this is you. Maybe that is rest. One of my favorite things was like Sunday afternoon after my dad got finished preaching, he'd be sitting in his chair, and we could almost count right about between 2:30 and 3 o'clock if there was golf on, right? All of a sudden, the mouth would go open, the breathing would start getting really, really loud, and I just thought, that is rest. Give me some of that. Or maybe this is rest for you. I think we can learn. One of these days, I'm going to do a whole series on dogs. Cats, like, they're just, I don't want to offend the cat people. But the cats just do what they want to do when they want to do it. And most of the time, it's napping. Dogs, they have a very strict playtime and a very strict nap time. They know how to do this well. They know how to do what needs to get done. And then, hey, let me just drool all over your leg or your couch. It's all good. Let's look at the Word of God for a second. Here in Hebrews chapter 4. I just kind of want to set the stage, all right? We're reminded in this passage of one of the greatest things that this world has ever seen. The God of the universe speaking into existence life. It was just rehashed for you guys. Heavens and earth were spoken into place. The stars were placed in the sky. The dry ground appears. The water takes shape. And then he starts producing these crazy, ridiculous, awesome animals. And it's all good. And then he creates you and me, and it's so good. And then he rests. And he gives us this pattern for all of us to rest. Look at what the author says. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful then that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have the gospel preached to us, just as they did. But the message that they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard it did not combine it with faith. Now we who are believed enter into that rest, just as God said. So I declared an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest, and yet his work has been finished since the creation of the world. And then in verse 11, let us therefore make every effort to enter into that rest. He set up this pattern for his creation. There's a time to work and there's a time to rest. And if we just stop there, we'd go, great, all right, we've got our week, we're doing our work stuff, and then on that seventh day, maybe, hopefully, depending on your work schedule, we stop and we take a break. But there was a bigger rest picture here at place. God looked at what he created, and it was so, so good. And he knew he was done. And then the Bible tells us that Adam and Eve screwed it all up. They destroyed this concept of what peace and rest in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords looks like. And Christ came to restore that possibility of entering into rest with the God of the universe again. It's paired with faith. And Jesus on the cross said, "It is finished." So let's look at some of the truths that we hear here. This promise still stands. This rest is for us. Not just the Saturday thing or the Sunday thing, but sitting in the rest of the God of the universe. All right, some of you are still not there yet. We can miss this easily by trying to take the shortcuts. All right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to work this out. God, I got this one. I'm going to get out my checklist. I'm going to do all my things that need to be done. I'm going to be good. Everybody around me is going to like me. I'm going to do all those things that need to be done. Man, I'm going to be here at this building 24/7 worshiping your name and completely miss what the God in the universe is saying to us. We can miss it by overworking. We can miss it by our busyness that literally betrays, hear this one, literally betrays the image of God. You were created in the image of the God of the universe. And he set out a pattern for you, his perfect peace and rest. It's time. It's time for several of us to just stop. Just stop. I had a friend just recently tell me, Jeff, here are some things that I think would be very helpful for you. You need to enter in to this time with the Lord. You need to grab that passage of Scripture and meditate on that thing until it permeates your soul. And you need to get away, and you need to sit in the quietness of the Lord and let him speak. I've had this verse that's kind of followed me my entire life. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Literally, stop, halt, sit, and let me be me and you. Especially for those of us living in America, we're in such a hurry to get things done. And I really believe the God of the universe is saying, you just need to stop for a second, and enter in. I have something huge to say to you. Just stop. Lord, I want to talk to you. I want to have a conversation with you. Stop. But I got some things to do. Stop. This is what we see. This is the pattern that God laid out for us. He accomplished his work. He rested. And he wants you to enter into that rest with him. The work will get done because you'll be doing the things that he wants you to do. But you cannot accomplish the tasks that he wants you to do if all you're doing is run around with your head cut off. So some of us need to let some things go. You know what it is. What is that thing that as soon as I said that popped in your head? You just need to let that go and let the God of the universe do what he desires to do in and through you. We need to enter in to his rest. No hocus pocus, no magic formula. Just very simply, the God of the universe says, listen, just stop. I have you in the palm of my hand. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Me and one of the elders pray through this sanctuary every Sunday morning. And there are several times where we just We just knew the Lord was saying, you know what? Somebody's going to sit here and they need this. Somebody's going to sit here and they need this. Just know wherever you are this morning, the God of the universe sees you. He understands your situation. He understands your hurt. He understands your pain. He understands your strength. He understands your weakness. He understands what you need and what you want and what you don't need and you don't want. Can we stop? Can we just stop? All the craziness. And enter into that place where God can speak and share with us his truth and his love and his compassion. Can we enter into that rest? It's hard for a bunch of us. I know it is. But I got to do this. 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 Let me just pray for you. The praise team's gonna, worship team's gonna come back up. And we're gonna do a little party piece. But there is a crazy heaviness in this room, and some of you just really need the loving arms of the God of the universe to tell you it's okay. Yeah, let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, I pray for your peace. I pray for your presence. And I pray for your power. That you would come deep down in the soul of every single one of us here this morning. That you would be able to invade every area of our lives with the necessity to rest in the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Where striving ceases. Where the do better, try harder ceases. Where the I got this ceases, so that you can be who you desire to be in and through us. Lord, I ask that you would bring rest to the souls of everyone sitting here this morning. A rest that they've never experienced before. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.